Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Well, let's talk about money wiring this morning with Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. If you need to transfer a large amount of money, you'll want to know you want that transaction to be a safe one for both you and the person receiving your money. An example would be, say, the down payment on the funding of a home purchase. Title companies generally handle the transfer of assets from the purchasers to the seller. When loans are involved, the transaction becomes a bit more complicated. In that case, banks are either lending or receiving monies to pay off the seller's mortgage. Monies are generally wired to the title company. That ensures that monies are going to the right place. A common conveyance is called a Fed wire. A Fed wire is a real-time gross settlement system operated by the Federal Reserve Bank system. It allows financial institutions to electronically transfer funds between each other. Transactions are processed individually and immediately. This ensures that payments are final and irrevocable once completed. Bank checks are another way to convey money securely. Bank checks are also called cashier's checks. Banks, credit unions, and other financial institutions originate and write the check. They will not issue the check unless they confirm that there's enough cash in the account to cover the face amount of the checks, unlike some people writing checks on accounts that don't have any money in them. They are accepted with other forms of payment, like a personal check or cash may not be. Money orders are also a very secure method of payment. They work like a check and can be used to pay bills or send money. Money orders are generally issued by a banking or government institution. Sometimes you can find them in grocery stores. Money orders are more common than bank checks because they are often used by people without access to standard checking accounts. And, of course, if you have any question on this or anything else money related, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
So how'd you spend that beautiful weekend, that beautiful weather?
Spent much of it up on my roof.
Up on the roof.
Yeah. Now I installed the microinverters and did some wiring for the solar system that I'm putting on the house.
You installed them yourself, huh? All
right. I did. Whether it's right or not, we don't know. But I have an electrician coming to check my work tomorrow, so we'll see.
So if it blows up and, the roof catches on fire and the house burns down.
It's going to be fully inspected. An electrician will go over everything, make sure it was done properly. Then the city inspects it. Then Evergy come and takes a look at it. And there you go.
It's pretty exciting up there on the roof, huh?
It's actually kind of cool up there. Yeah. I saw my fence line. I'm wondering if I'm being encroached upon by somebody. It looks like he's got like 4 feet of my property.
So I may have
to go out and do a...
Should be like the Hatfields and McCoys out there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Encroaching, huh?
Yeah. So what'd you do this weekend? Anything fun?
I worked in the yard Saturday, Shelly and I. She worked on her flowers. I worked on the grass and the trimming it and making it look nice. So
I'm sure Ted was doing the same thing.
No, Ted was at the ballpark.
I was at X Stadium all weekend.
Oh, is this the?
It was soccer baseball. Oh,
okay.
This weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is the stadium named? I mean, I know the Gene Stephenson Park is what it was named over the weekend. Does that mean you call it Stevenson or Eck, or what do you call it now?
It's Eck Stadium at Tyler Field at Gene Stephenson Park.
Oh, all right. Well, that's easy to say for you.
Well, there's so many of them like that.
Yeah.
You know, they want to memorialize them, so, yeah.
Okay.
That's
great. Well, that's good. But this, as far as we're concerned, we're Steve and Ted in the morning, and that's simple enough right there.
Well, can I add one more thing?
Sure.
I'm getting married today.
I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that on the air.
Yeah. Well, I just you know, I've been dating for about 3 years, and she's amazing. And
congratulations,
it's,
Don.
It's the reason we chose today. This is the official, you know, just, oh, we're going to do sign paperwork and get a couple of witnesses. But it's, I figured it at on 5/5/25, there's no way I'm going to screw that one up.
Hmm.
You know, I'm sure I will in the future. But no, so every Cinco de Mayo? It's my wedding anniversary.
That's a myth that men forget their anniversaries, I think.
Yeah, maybe you're probably right.
I can only speak for myself, but
yeah.
I should have figured something was up when you came in your tuxedo.
Yeah.
Well,
I just kind of ignored that.
Good, yeah. Yeah, you guys didn't, you know, I was carrying flowers and, you know, I had a veil on.
Thought it was Fred Astaire coming in here.
Spats.
All right. Well, today is... Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to a wonderful life.
Today is National Astronaut Day, celebrating astronauts as true heroes.
Because they have mistletoes.
On this date in 1961, astronaut Alan Bartlett Shepard Jr. became the first American in space aboard the Freedom 7 space capsule. The brief suborbital flight lasted 15 minutes, reached a height of 116 miles into the atmosphere. It was just making sure the darn thing worked. Then later we had the three orbits by Glenn, and we started catching up with the Russians, okay? I actually worked with Jim Hawley. He was our sports director at KFH years ago, and his brother Steve was an astronaut. They were from Salina. And he was a brother-in-law. Jim was brother-in-law to Sally Ride for a while. Was there another Kansas guy? There was another astronaut from Kansas, wasn't there, Ted?
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was. But Steve, I think he's still teaching up at KU.
Well, one thing a lot of people I don't think who know about is a Cosmosphere. I haven't been up there in a while.
Oh, yeah.
That's an amazing
Evan
place.
Hutchinson? Oh,
yeah.
I'd say if you got somebody coming down, go up and see the salt mine at least.
Exactly.
That's good stuff. Go ahead, Ted.
It was a big deal when Alan Shepard was in space, and now we're sending Katy Perry and Gail King into space.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal now.
Yeah, well, that's the way it is. Time marches on.
It does.
All right, thanks. Don, have a good day. I know you're going to. Okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You can come back here tomorrow. We're going to be in the Bahamas on your honeymoon.
No. We're going to have a big family wedding in June. So,
okay.
So,
good deal.
Yeah.
A centuries-old shipwreck was recently found in a unique place.
That shipwreck was found in a former fish market in Barcelona, Spain. The Barcelona Institute of Culture naming that ship the Ciutadella 1, found between April 10th and April 15th during some construction work. They say it likely dates back to between the 15th and 16th centuries. The first artificial docks in that area were built in 1439. The remains include the ship's wooden skeleton measuring 32 feet long by 10 feet wide with 30 curved wooden frames all fastened together with circular section wooden pegs. Those remains will now be taken to a location where the wood will be desalinated for preservation. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
SpaceX employees have voted to become their own town. Fox's Madison Scarpino reports.
Around 97% of voters were in favor of this new city, according to the Cameron County election results. That's not much of a surprise, considering the majority of voters are Elon Musk's employees. Our base is only about 1.5 square miles. It's, of course, the home of SpaceX. According to the FAA, Starbase is aiming for 25 rocket launches a year. But this is all coming with a bit of controversy, especially over access to the popular Boca Chica Beach. Any SpaceX rocket launch or engine test requires closing a local highway to the beach. And some say Starbase is giving Musk too much control. People gathered at the beach to protest.
Fewer than 500 people are living in Starbase.